You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this week, the Drug Foundation released a new report detailing how Aotearoa has not done enough in regards to preventable measures of overdoses. Now, I spoke to Sarah Helm, the chief executive of the Drug Foundation, on the matter. So a new report came out this week showing New Zealand still does not do enough to prevent overdoses. So can you tell me a bit about this?
Yeah, that's right. So we've released a full report today, and earlier this week we previewed the report with our overdose information. So we have about 45 to 50 people die every year of opioid overdoses. We have another about dozen people that are dying annually, more recently or at least in the last year, from synthetic cannabinoid use. And we really want to see some overdose prevention measures put in place. Three of those to highlight. One is an opioid overdose reversal medicine called naloxone. It's not very available in New Zealand, and it's really, really life-saving and could be the difference in those 50 deaths, and also prepare us for the kind of situation that we're seeing around the world with an opioid crisis in North America and Europe. We also want to see people being better equipped to deal with overdoses, so more information and training. But lastly, particularly for the synthetic cannabinoid users, we think we can do, or people who use synthetic cannabinoids, we think we can do a much more humane and effective job by providing a medically supervised space. So that's sort of the three things we're highlighting.
Now, you did mention measures that we've seen from around the world that address overdoses. And also I am reading that there's evidence in the likes of Canada and Australia within supervised consumption and also harm reduction centres. So can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so there's really famous one in Sydney, for example. I think it's called the Uniting Church, has a supervised space, and they're very, very effective at preventing death, which is what we're really after here. We might get some other added benefits from running something like that. So at the moment, you'll be aware of being in Auckland station, that in the Auckland CBD, there's been some complaints and concerns from residents and business owners about homeless people who are impacted by drugs, synthetic cannabinoids being a major one of those. And that people feel a bit frightened or concerned about it. We have police and ambulance resources being tied up and tending to those people, and we're also just kind of turning a blind eye and ignoring it. We think we could do a much more humane intervention by providing them a medically supervised space, so having a nurse practitioner or a doctor or somebody similarly qualified to supervise their use, and also to undertake some drug checking. So synthetic cannabinoids are these kind of nasty plant materials, chemicals sprayed on them, and they can be quite, the difference between life and death can be how strongly the chemical's been applied, or indeed the chemical itself. And so testing could also be a really helpful intervention wrapped around there. And then we we prevent those deaths, we potentially engage them in a non-judgmental way that might have other positive flow-on effects, and we don't tie up all those resources, etc. So we'd really love to give one of those a try. These have been in existence around the world for many, many years now.
Yeah, now has New Zealand been quite behind with new harm reduction measures? I'm also reading that you've mentioned the needle exchange before, which was a program launched in the 80s. Has there been any harm reduction measures since then?
Yeah, look, we're world-leading in one sense, and then in another sense we're really behind. So the needle exchange movement in New Zealand was world leading, and it was a response to the HIV/AIDS epidemic, and it was to prevent it from taking hold here. That alongside the AIDS Foundation is the reason why we don't have HIV/AIDS in nearly the number that you have around the world. So it really was very, very effective. And people at the time were in the middle of the war on drugs. We managed, you know, at its peak, if you like, in the 80s, we managed to, you know, turn our morals away from that and do the right thing by health. Then it took decades to really get the next one in place, which was, in the drug space at least, which was drug checking, which, as you'll know, has just happened and has been hugely effective. So we really want to up the game now and try and do some other great things. Where we have done it, it's been effective, and it's you know, really looked to around the world and domestically as being something to draw pride from. We want to do the same thing for people who are experiencing overdose.
Is there anything else that the Drug Foundation would like to see be done in terms of overdoses or any other drug-related issue in this country?
Yeah, look, the report's got a lot in it, and underlying it, there's two main threads, I think. I mean, basically, you've got a system that's really harming Māori and really harming young people, in particular, you know, all people who use drugs, but those two groups are really shouldering the burden. And to address that, we want to see two main things. Rewrite the archaic 1975 Misuse of Drugs Act that is not only written way before many of these substances existed. It's been the methodology that it was based on, you know, that convictions deter use. It's not true, and we've disproved it for many years, and there's much research to show that. It's time to rewrite it from a health-based perspective. We also want to shift all the resources. We put all our money into the criminal justice system, and it's just harming people who are being harmed the most. So we want to shift all that resource. The only other piece that we really do very well is some of the addiction treatment, and even then only half that are getting it. So we want to see a lot more resource further up the line into harm reduction and health-based interventions to help prevent the worst harms from happening. Let's not wait until somebody has formed an addiction or come to the attention of the police before offering help, if indeed the person needs it.
That was Sarah Helm from the Drug Foundation speaking on how Aotearoa has done enough to put in preventable measures for overdoses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.